where in the constitutional law and anything that regulates elections, it says that when the people want you to run, then you run. If the people want you to run and you are eligible based on the electoral law, the constitution, without violating, then we are fine. But remember that in 2020, Ouattara was no longer eligible, but yet in the same argument of the people wanting him to run after the chosen candidate, according to him, died, and there was no other choice, he ran. So what I think is that, you know what, it is the same tactics, gimmicks used for ones to maintain themselves in power. That's all.
Of course, the president will be, what, he's, what, 82 years old now? He said that I think he would like to step down. At the same time, his rivals should commit that they will withdraw from the political process.
But it doesn't mean anything. That's why you are confused yourself in terms of understanding. Because, listen, his rival or opponent, referring to President Laurent Gbagbo, who is the only one alive now, there is, again, you know, no portion of the constitutional law that says that, you know, somebody will step down on condition of other people also stepping down or not running. You understand that, you know, with this kind of argument being put forth by Mr. Ouattara, demonstrates, you know, his inability to abide by the rule. And it does demonstrate the inability of all of these leaders at this age. Because even when it comes to President Gbagbo, he did, during the time of his presidency, admit that, you know, after the age of 75, somebody should not be running. Today, he has passed that age, and he is also trying to be the flag bearer for his political party and battling to have his name on the electoral vote, which will clear the way for him to run as well. So it is the same gimmick. It is the same, you know, tactics, it's the same argument, which again show those leaders, you know, inability to play by the book and then offer the Ivorian people a free, fair, and legitimate, you know, electoral process.
Could it be that the ruling party does not have any viable candidate besides President Ouattara?
That may be the case, but, you know, it is not a reason to rig the election again, as I said. If you want to play by the book, you know what, it is, again, you know, in terms of succession, in terms of renewing the political class, if I can say it like that, it is the onus of each political party to prepare a line of succession, new leaders to take over. It is the one thing to be claiming every single day that, you know, we want younger generation, you know, to take over. But then when the opportunity comes, you don't give them that chance using, you know, all these kind of arguments that, you know, you just put forth.